Welcome back.
What up, guys?
Another episode, another week, another we miss you guys.
We missed you. It's been so long.
It really has, because I've been on vacation and all that, but we won't talk about that this episode. Before we jump into all the good stuff, all the links for this are going to be down in the description, but if you guys want some new lights, or you're checking to get some new lights, we have a code with Medic Grow and Photon Tech, code SMOKE. On both of those will get you 10% off their lights. And Medic Grow, honestly, is always doing some kind of deal that stacks on top of our 10%. Yes. So you might get 20, 30% off.
And that's the way, honestly. Like, go get those lights and stack.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, and Magobe.
And Magobe, the homies who do rosin presses and trim trays, codes SMOKE PRESS for their rosin presses, get 10% off that. And then SMOKE TRIM. Don't do that. But if you want to save some money,
you're going
to
have to
on the trim bags and the trim trays, SMOKE TRIM, get you 10% off there. And if you guys always want to keep updated with us, what we're doing and all that good stuff, Smoking with Pod on Instagram. We also post when Medic Grow and all these companies do discounts. So that's a good place to catch up and get yourself some
money. Maybe go be a patron.
Maybe. I mean, whatever. Do you?
Feeling it? Yeah.
Anyway, today we have a very special guest. I was on his show a little bit ago, maybe a year, maybe half a year. It's been a long time, I feel like.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And today with us, we have ICANTHC. You're muted. You're muted.
Dude, I just took it out. I was like, let me make sure not to be too noisy while these guys are doing the intro. Stay quiet. What's up, guys? How's it going?
What's up, man? Thanks for kicking it with us.
Yeah, I mean,
hell yeah, dude.
I'm excited to talk with you again, dude. Like I just told all the people out there that I've been on your show. How long ago was that now? I feel like that was almost a year ago.
Yeah, dude, I feel like I've got brain farts every time I do, but I think it's just under a year, coming to think of it. Maybe like 8 months or so.
Yeah, this is like last fall or something. We talked about how, you know, what I was doing and the commercial grow and all that, and a lot has changed since then, especially in your life. You were in the Caribbean, and I think I was your last episode while you were there, and now you're living over in Colorado and dodged a bullet with potentially having to move to Florida.
Yeah, it's just so true, dude. It's so true. Well, yeah, I was back in the Caribbean. You were the last guest that I had on when I was out there. So very special guest, you know. Thank you for that, dude. And yeah, we kicked it. We had an awesome time. I did not have the pleasure of kicking it with a full duo, but now I do. So I'm super stoked for that. Because there's always two of you guys, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was awesome, dude. I'm now in fucking Colorado. It's really something special, man. I'm enjoying it a lot. It was a big part of my decision to come here just because of what I'm doing with the channel and stuff. So since I got here, no complaints whatsoever, dude. No complaints whatsoever. I'm in between harvests, so I'm hitting the dispos a lot. And I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it so far. What can I say?
That's good. That's good that you have the access when you're in between harvests to you know, the accessibility. I'm not sure how it was in the Caribbean with getting cannabis, right? So how was that doing, especially doing your channel, man? I know you were really
allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, dude, I actually started my channel just as things got legal where I was at. So I was at Trinidad and Tobago out in the Caribbean. It's just above like Venezuela, just below like Jamaica, New York, and those Barbados and those countries and stuff. They just changed their laws pretty recently. So they changed their laws. I started the channel. You can grow 4 plants per person per household, but it caps off at like 12 plants. So you can't just say like, oh, I'm growing, my wife's growing, my 2 kids are growing, my dog's growing, and we have like 45 plants.
Right. You know, so
happened this year at 12. So they capped this year at 12, and I just started the channel. Like, I was like, okay, let me give this shit a try and give it a shot, see how it goes, just document my stuff. And that's all how it all started, man. But with regards to like dispos and stuff, man, there's none of that. None of that. So it's like still stone age when it comes to that. Laws haven't really progressed to that point yet, so it's still all about copping from like the pusher, your homie, the block. You can go down and cop like a big brick. Like, bricks were still so prevalent, man. I talk about that a lot on my freaking channel, man. Like, I smoked so many, like, dude, when I was chilling out with you, dude, doing the pod, like, I was smoking on a lot of bricks around that time, bro. Like, it was crazy, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck, man. But like, that's just what you get out there. So since this stuff changed, a lot of the home growers started to grow. You can get a lot more stuff from your homies and stuff like that. It just sort of flushed out a lot more of the home grow into the market, which is a good thing. So
nice.
Just to answer your question, dude, it's completely different. Chalk and cheese, bro.
Well, dude,
yeah.
Well, that's good that you were, I mean, I'm sure when it like was able to grow, or you were able to grow down there. When you first got your first harvest, I guess, like, how shocked were you at the difference of the weed that you were smoking from the brick and the weed you got out of that? Were you just like in cloud nine, just like
a little bit, but like, if I get into like in a little bit of detail, my first harvest was an auto harvest. I got it in like a solo cup, pretty much. So I had to transplant, do that whole shebang. You know, that's not good. I started off outdoors. I had no grow lights. So my first harvest was not great, but my second one was awesome. So just to answer your question again, man, like the freaking weed that I was growing was a lot better than what I was getting from like the bricks. But I did get some like imported stuff. A lot of people get stuff from like Canada, maybe from right here in Colorado. I don't know. And they bring it in. I don't know how. I'm not trying to incriminate anyone.
Allegedly.
Yeah. It just spawned there,
yeah.
Man.
It
just reappears like in the games, dude.
Yeah. Exactly.
Once it's smoked, it just reappears. Anyway, so like I can't even remember where I was going with this, but basically what I started off growing, man, it was a lot better. It opened my eyes to like just what you can really achieve as a home grower. Like I was looking at some of the stuff I was buying, and sometimes I would pay like 200 TT a gram. That's like, I don't know, man, like fuck, I gotta break it down for you guys. It's like 7 to 1 TT to the US. I don't know what that is, but you guys can do the math. But
so 7 TT to 1 US dollar.
Yeah,
and you were paying 200.
Yeah, 200 US. You would probably pay for a gram. A lot of people call it 200
like
US
30 TT bucks
per gram. For a gram.
Yeah,
holy dude. Shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
yeah.
It's pricey, dude. And like, I would pay like 3.5. That'll go for like $600. That's like, let's just say 100 US, just under 100 US, you know, for 3.5. That's, yeah, literally, dude. An eighth.
That's like Vegas prices out here, dog.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
It is brutal, bro. It's super brutal, bro.
No wonder you wanted to grow, dog. That would have been like, please, just let me just one plant. I'd do it.
Yeah, dude. And the funny thing is, man, like, I actually started off and like, they changed the laws, and I was slow to get on it. Some of my homies got on it first, and they were like growing, and I just went over by them, and I saw their shit, and I was like, what am I doing, bro? Like, I'm about to head back home and smoke this brick stuff. And like, what am I doing? His stuff looks so good. So I just started. I was like, dude, here's what's going on. Give me like 4 plants. I want 4 autos, dude. And he just hooked me up with 4 autos. And all of them went through like different phases. None of them were really great. One died. I harvested 3 and they weren't great. But, you know, you learn a lot in your first run.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what I tell everyone, man. Like, no matter if you harvest or not. And if you get to harvest, that's fucking great, dude. Awesome. Awesome. But if you don't, don't worry about it, man, because like you learn so much in just caring for the plant, going through the processes from veg to flower, learning when to water, feed, overwater, underwater, all that stuff. And you guys probably know that as well, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. It takes hella grows usually. Like, you know, some people get that beginner's luck and their first or their second run is like super bomb. But then, yeah, you learn about the underwatering, you learn about the overwatering. Your shit gets fucked off with pests, you know, spider mites or something. And then, you know, you got to learn the hard way.
Yeah, I learned the hard way for sure, dude. And I had plants. I brought them inside from outside. So I got attacked with pests. I had like autos in a huge, huge pot, dude. Like it was like a, I don't even know, dude, like almost like a 20-gallon pot. It was massive. And I transplanted these autos into that and just never filled the pot. I overwatered, I overfed, like I did everything wrong, but I learned a lot.
Yeah, hell yeah. And so you got those autos just from like a homie out there, or do they have people that have plants that they sell?
Well, I got it from a homie, and he got a homie that was doing like a little bit of breeding on the rows. Like as soon as stuff changed, he like got on it quick, or maybe he was doing it before, I don't know, but you know what I mean, he was on it. But even like living down there, dude, I was telling people like it's beautiful, like the sun, the sand, and beaches, like all that stuff is awesome, but like it is a little like sort of disconnected. So like even with Amazon, dude, like you order something, you try to get it down there, or you get a sponsor, you get a free light, they send you a free light, you got to pay customs where you're at to clear it, so you got to send it down. Sometimes customs will hit me like 200 US for like a grow light, no, 300 US for a tent. Like, that costs more than the freaking light, bro.
Right. especially if they're sending it to you for free. You're like, oh, well, thank you for this $300 gift that I got to pay for.
Yeah. Literally, dude. Like, the companies are like, yo, I'm going to send you this 8x8 tent, bro.
And I'm like, please don't.
No, yeah. Don't do it. No.
I got to pay rent.
I'm good, bro.
You're like, I want it. I truly, don't get me wrong, I want it. I just, I can't afford that.
Yeah, you'd be like, you got like a 2x2? How about that?
I remember I cleared a 4x2, dude, and it literally hit me for like $250. Oh. And like, I was hard struck, bro. Like, I paid $80 for the tent. Let's put that into perspective.
Damn, bro. That's
You even on stuff you have to buy, you have to pay. You have to pay for all the
custom
stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. What do they base that on? Is that just like...
Weight?
They don't know?
However they feel that they do. Because, like, honestly, I bought two items, the same exact thing, me and my bro. Like, you can mark it down a little bit, maybe put your estimated value or whatever is a little lower. If you put it at exactly what it's at, they'll probably mark it a little higher. But that said, me and my bro ordered the same thing, and they charged him a lot more than they charged me. Same thing. Same AC Infinity thing, and bad, bro.
Damn.
So it's... It's all about how they feel, man. And don't talk about, like, getting seeds and genetics down there. It's painful, bro. Like, you need, like, a license, a sanitary license, I think they call it. So you can't import seeds. Sometimes you got to do it stealthily. You can get through. But I've literally got seeds that got held in, like, Miami. They refused to, like, send it down. It just got seized. And they do nothing for it, bro. Nothing.
Wow. Damn. So, like, yeah, just scrap that money because...
Yeah.
It's just, oh, no, we're holding it. Like, damn.
And I paid a bit. I got a big order, too, dude, like with some ethos and one sort of stuff. Ooh. And, like, gone Afghan hash plant or something. I was like, fuck, dude.
Yeah, so that move to Colorado is clutch, it sounds like, man. Yeah. Like,
dude, since then, it's like, yeah, I'm going to cop, like, a fucking setup for my share. I'm getting a mic and, like, yeah, I can do stuff now. You know, I can get genetics to my door. I can go to events. Like, I went to the DGC Cup. Like, it's awesome, man. It's a lot better. But I do miss it because, like, home is home. You know what they say? Mm-hmm. Home is home.
Exactly. Yeah, and you just mentioned the DGC Cup, the Dude Grows Show Cup, right? And so that just took place in Colorado, and I know you were at that event. And what was your experience like going to that? Because I know they've done this cup a couple times, and they kind of had to put it off for COVID for a bunch of different years, I think. They had to take a couple years off of that. How was it, I guess?
It was good, actually. Coming to think of it, are you guys hearing me a little bit better?
Dude, sort
of
so question? Much better.
I just swapped things around, man. I don't know. Guys, I'm so sorry for everyone listening. I was running on the MacBook Air speaker, and I don't know. I just double-checked, and now I'm running off of the proper mic. So you guys should probably be hearing me a lot better. Apologies, guys.
We did an audio check before, too.
Yeah, that's the funny thing, dude. It's okay. I'm always like, I gotta do an audio check, a video check.
That's okay. We're all good now. We're only 10 minutes in. So
and the real good. Ones will listen in past that point anyways, and then it'll just sound
that's
way
what's up,
better.
You guys, if you aren't listening in, you're not a real one, dude. Like, what's up?
Oh, yeah.
So the cup, what was the experience like over there?
Yeah, dude, the DGC Cup is fucking awesome, man. Like, it's the second event I've been to since I'm up here in, like, the last 6 months or so. But this cup was, like, something completely different to anything I've ever been to, man, because it was, like, literally exactly what they described it to be. It's, like, a weed-tasting event. So we went out there, and they're, like, tables and jars, and, like, I've actually got a jar that's fucking far away from me. But one of my homies who I met out there, and he's, like, a follower of this channel and stuff, he entered his flower in, and at the end of it, like, they gave everyone back their jars, so I got a jar, but they're, like, 60-something jars, I think, or 70 jars, however many of them, dude, and, like, they're just set up at a bunch of tables, like, stalls, all over, like, an open field out in Colorado, dude, and it was thrown by the Dude Grows channel, you know, shout out to Scotty, Guru, the whole crew, everyone out there, Banner and everyone. They did a really great job setting up the event, dude, and they were just like bud tenders at every sort of station, and you just pass through and you look at the flower and you can smell it, and they give you like a little pipe, like a DGC pipe. I don't even know where my own is right now, but it's like a little pipe, and you can sample all of your stuff with it, like literally taste anyone, dude, any single one. So by the time I
tried like 5 jars, dude. I was already like fucking blazed. I couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, you're just like, yeah, that one's good.
Yeah, like that one looks super fucking purple, dude. I'm gonna try that one. Let's go for that one.
Right, and it's a lot of home grow, so it's, you know, it's fire, right? Like comparatively, yeah. When we always talk about the commercial to home grow, like the quality is always so much better, and they just fuck you up. Bro.
Yeah.
So like,
is it everyone votes, like the public was voting, or do they have judges?
Yeah, they actually like they got the public to vote. So the people who threw the event didn't actually vote, but the public voted. So everyone who entered the venue, not entered their read, they got like a little token. So you got 3 little tokens, and with those little tokens, you can basically pop them in a bag behind the jar that you like, you know, the jar of weed that you like. So people tasted, they were like, okay, 23, and they kept 23 in their mind and went around and tasted, okay, 23 and 45, and then you go in and you drop your tokens of 23 next to 23, and you drop 45 next to 45, and they had 3 winners, and they won like 3 trophies, and shout out to them, man. Shout out to all of the winners, awesome dudes, awesome growers. And
did you end up voting for one of the winners? Was that like,
I can't even remember, man. I definitely did say like which vote or which number it was, but I can't remember which numbers I did vote for.
it was good week.
Just too lit, bro.
How many entries were there?
I think there were like 70 entries, bro. Holy like from shit. All over the country, dude. Like. I saw like a shout out to Shield Maiden Garden. I remember her own. It tasted really good. And she had like a little stall of plants as well. So shout out to her, man. And big respect to all the Gromies that like came and just like drove from all over the country, man. Because like driving all over the country, dude, with plants. And
with sketchy as
stuff
fuck.
Is fucking wild, bro.
Yeah, especially because like all the way around like. Colorado, I guess there is a couple legal states, but like a lot of those states don't fuck with weed at all. Like you go to like straight up jail. Yeah, damn.
Like if you gotta drive through like Wyoming or something, or somebody that's like just hates on it, you're like, what you gonna do?
Sketchy, bro. Go to jail because you're trying to enter the DGC Cup,
or just attend and bring my plans.
Right? Yeah, just show some people some shit. Hell yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, but it was great, man. I really had a great time. They had like food out there. There was something called the Dabulence, and you could just take like unlimited amount of dabs. It was just crazy, bro. The whole thing was crazy.
So was it an ambulance?
It looked like an ambulance, but it was green.
Fuck yeah.
And then it got like lights on it and shit, like a big dude ghost flag.
Yeah.
And they call it the Dabulence, bro.
Fuck yeah. And then if you get too high, they just wheel you away.
Out of there.
They just get you some more weed. Like, you'll be okay, man. You'll be okay.
Here's some water. Here's some food. Fuck,
they got like those ice slushy things, dude. So a lot of people are hitting up those ice slushies and getting like sugar and going back in. Just getting lit.
Fuck yeah, dude. So do they have like I guess because they have rec there too. So like, do they have rec vendors at the DGC, or is it just home grow people set up?
I think it was actually, I don't know, but I think what I saw was mainly home growers, man. Like a lot of just home growers. And like what I've noticed, dude, just from living out here, like a lot of stuff I get at the dispos, cause I'm hitting the dispos a lot. I've been hitting it for the last 6 months. You get a lot of that Colorado crumble, you know, it's super dry, like crumbles up really, really easily. And
just because it's so dry there, the climate there?
It's so dry, dude. But like a lot of these stuff that I was trying, it was no Colorado crumble, very little Colorado crumble, dude. So it leads me to think that a lot of it is like homegrown stuff.
Just
properly especially taken care of, you know, that sort of
probably
stuff.
A little fresher too, just the amount of testing and stuff that you have to do for big grows before it actually gets out to the shelf, you know.
So true.
Yeah, I'm sure people are like lining up their harvest to be done like a month or two before the cup too. They're like, I want this shit to be fresh.
Literally.
Straight off
like,
the cure.
Why didn't you enter something? I was like, well, I don't have anything to enter.
They're like, they're still in the tent. I mean,
they're far from harvest right now. Yeah. Bro.
Next year though, you got to plan that out. You start, you know, get your stuff so it's finished right before.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you would crush it, dude.
Yeah, I would love to do that, man. Like, I think there's going to be one next year, hopefully. If there is, then I'm going to try to time my shit and see what I can do. You know?
Yeah.
Everyone got to enter, like, an ounce, and there was, like, a bunch left over afterwards to do.
Nice. And I've always wanted to enter one of those just to see. Like, I don't even want to win. I just want to, you know, like, just to see what the whole process is like, you know? Like, set one, set your shit in there, see how it compares to other people's grows, and then go talk to other growers in the area. That sounds dope.
Yeah, it was dope, and I met like a bunch of different people out there as well, man. So that was pretty fucking cool. Like people from all over the country. Like I said, like Joe from Chicago. I remember that because it rhymes. I met like a guy called Byron. Like I met a bunch of people, dude. Like from all over the country, different industries, and like there was this one guy who grows like wheat and hops and stuff. He works in there, like so they grow a lot of that where he works, and he basically was telling me how similar it is and how he incorporates it into his own medicinal home grow. And I was like, damn, bro, like you can learn so much shit from people out here, bro.
Hell yeah, that's what's up. And you even ran into a couple of your listeners out there too, huh?
Yeah, dude, like a couple of them, that one of the homies I actually met out there, man, shout out to Fabs if you're listening. Fabs, I love you, dude.
Fuck yeah.
He spent like most of the time with me, dude. We kicked it for the whole time. We got super fucking faded. Shout out to Brack to the Future as well, man. I think I saw him out there as well. I saw a lot of Gromies, man. Some of them came up to me and took some pics with me and stuff. Yeah. It was awesome, man. A really nice time.
That's got to feel surreal, right? Because, like, I mean, you're from the time you started till now, yeah, dog. Like, have come people take your picture? How was that?
Yeah, dude. It is pretty fucking crazy, man. Like I don't know. I still think of myself as just like a guy, you know, just like a home grower, a humble guy. Like I got homies everywhere, and it feels good to like meet and make new homies, like you guys. Like you guys are my homies, you know. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
I had you guys on the pod, and I'm meeting you for the first time, and it's like fucking man, you're already my homies, you know. And it just feels so good to meet people from all over the world, dude. It's like it's surreal, like you said, man. And just having them come up to me, and one of my guys came up to me and was like, "Can I get a perfect?" And I was like, wait, what? And then if anyone knows watches my channel, they know I drop that perfect in there all the time, bro. I
hell really hit yeah. them
the perfect.
And you've used it so much that you even can emulate it pretty damn good.
Thanks, bro. I try. I literally, yeah, I guess I hear it so much in my head too. You know, perfect. It literally came up to me and like I didn't know what was going on, but it automatically just came out of my mouth like perfect.
Hell good yeah! Shit. Tell me you got some stickers with you saying perfect on it.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to do that. That's a
bro. If you yeah, out, bro. You got you that smart, needs to dude. Be. Slaps right now, yeah.
Go put yeah, that shout in. Out, man. Shout out to the homie, man. That's a big move, man. Thanks for that. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. And then you got to send them to us.
Yeah, so. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
T-shirts, yeah. That I could be anything.
Some
yeah.
shit I want to send out to you guys, man. Like, yeah. So you guys, after the show, I'm gonna hit you up. And
hey, we got some new slaps we want to send your way too.
Fuck yeah.
We'll trade.
I got a dope slap table, dude. Like, it's behind me. But, like, I made, like, just a cheap Walmart folding table, dude. And I, like, layer it down with, like, a bunch of slaps. And it looks freaking dope, man. So I'm looking for some of my homies' dope slaps or something. Oh. And put on there and just slap them on.
Oh, well,
and
we would be honored to be on the slaps table, dog. That sounds yeah, dope as shit.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
was there a particular strain that just stuck out to you at the cup there? Or that you were just, like kind of blew your mind?
One that stuck out with me is actually one that I think won or came in the top three. It was strain number three. That was just so grapefruity, and it didn't stick out to me because I'm a huge fan of grapefruit, dude. Like personally, I don't love the grapefruit terps. I like gassy terps, but it just stuck with me. It tasted like so unique, dude. Like the flavor profile, the smell, like. It's been a while since I've smelled something so distinctly grapefruit, dude. So much so, bro, that, like, I was talking to somebody about it, dude. And I was just like, yeah, I think I was tasting one earlier that smells like grapefruit. And someone was just, like, listening in on the convo behind me. And he was like, oh, the grapefruit. That's number three. And I was like, damn, bro. The grapefruit's making
waves.
He remembered that,
too. Yeah, yeah. And you know it's real when other people are tasting the same shit, right? You're not just literally, like, oh, it tastes like grapefruit.
I never
like,
saw this dude before. I never mentioned grapefruit to him. He's like, yeah, grapefruit, number three, dude.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, that's what's up. Hell yeah. I feel that way about, like, papaya terps. I tried this one papaya strain when I went to a cup in Oklahoma. Well, the only cup I went to, the Jack Greer Cup. And they had this papaya, I think it was sorbet or something. And it actually tastes like papaya. It's the first time I had ever actually smoked a weed in like forever that like they named what it was and it wasn't like fucking lemon or grape and it actually tasted like that, right? Where I was like, oh fuck, okay, that's a fucking papaya. Like I get why people call that a papaya, whatever. Because I'd smoked other papaya strains that just like they're sweet, they're kind of fruity, but it wasn't like papaya. And that one was. So that grapefruit run sounds lit.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Did they keep the strain names like they were just numbers there?
Yeah, it's just numbers, like no names, no breeder, no nothing on there, no identifying marks.
I mean, that's
whatsoever.
Great though, keep it third party or keep it like completely anonymous. Yeah,
no markings on the jar except for the number.
Did they ever reveal what strains they were?
I can't
like
remember,
the like the top know. Ones that you know
yeah,
like
they
that
did,
like
they did. They actually mentioned what strain it was and what breeder and stuff like that. And there were a few breeders out there that that did pretty well, man. I can't remember the names right now, but I think one of the Dude Grows strains or something like that was in the top three. I can't remember which one right now because again I was stoned, but
yeah,
I do remember that much. Yeah, no, to well, big up to them.
I mean, we need to go check it out anyways. We'll probably go see the videos and stuff after this about the. Their cup and see what's up, but yeah, dude,
we gotta take notes.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. It'll be good. And like, there's always stuff you can improve on, man. So like, they were even saying that today. So every time like you look back at something, you can take something away from it and improve on it. You know?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
For those who aren't familiar with you, right? Like you're the whole ICAN THC brand or whatever you want to call it, YouTube channel, all that stuff. Like give them a quick like, what do you do on your channel?
Yeah, sure, man. Great question. Like, for those who don't know, well, my name is Matt. I always try to start with that introduction now because some people just say, hey, ICAN. What's up, ICAN? And I'm like, you can call me Matt. But yeah, my name is Matt. And yeah, man, I just started off the channel, like, really just documenting my grows, but it sort of just evolved and snowballed into, like, me helping other growers with their grows because a lot of growers out there are like, They do have problems, and some people don't like to show the bad side of their grow. Some people don't like to see the shitty stuff, the plants that look fucking bad, fucked up, ugly, burnt, that sort of stuff. So I actually just threw some of that stuff on there, and a lot of people were like, you know, how can we fix this? And, you know, started to come for me for help and that sort of thing. And I just started to, like, you know, try to help out the community, and it started to just grow and grow. And it sort of like just snowballed into like what it is now, you know. It's the Talking Loud podcast, you know, not as far along as you guys, but you know, I think we're now hitting like episode number 24 or 5 or something.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. That's a roll.
We're getting out there, man. And I took a good little pause, you know, when I had the move and all that mm-hmm. stuff. But we basically just on that channel try to help growers out, man. Try to show you different ways of growing. We bust myths over there. So, like, we talk about the ice harvest, the flush. We do all those sort of stuff so you don't have to do it. You know, we test different sort of lights. We do all sorts of stuff over there, man. And we go live a lot. We just chill out. It's a really nice just a community, man. So shout out to everyone that's part of the community. If you aren't, then definitely check us out on the ICAN THC channel, and you probably won't be disappointed, man.
It sounds dope,
no,
bro.
Great, like, content, great source to learn for, like,
too, yeah.
Newer growers, too, like, who really don't know or have encountered or, you know, read about all these different pests and stuff. And I love that that's the direction you went, was, like, the, yeah. like, I guess, not negative, but, you know, the bad side of growing, right? Because yeah. that's my bread and butter. I'm constantly doing shit and fucking shit yeah. up in the garden, right? And, like, people look on Instagram and see these places that, like, it's Instagram, right? It's the face value, and they're showing all the good, and they're like, oh, I want to be that. And it's like,
yeah,
yo, they fuck up a lot too, right?
Yeah, like, bro, so. Yeah. No, they just don't take pictures of it, for
yeah,
real.
Literally, they keep that on the down low, man, and that's literally what I try to do, man. So I just was like, okay, like, this plant got super burnt. Hey, like, that can be content, you know? And people can learn from it, man. So why not? And like, that's exactly what I also say, dude. Like, a lot of people out here, they show their best plants. They show it on Instagram. They're this is what I grow. This is how I grow it. And if someone tries to get help, they're like, no, I'm not really going to take the time. I don't really care to, you know, show you how I did it. I just want to flex my plants on you. You know, I just want to show off my grow, you know? So I think that that's just what sort of like makes the things that we do in a little bit different, because we're not just, you know, trying to show my plants. Like, dude, I have nice buds downstairs, and half the time I forget to take pictures of it and post on fucking Instagram, dude.
Right.
Like, I'm so behind on my IG, bro. Like, shout out to Basement, all those guys, Smash 10K. Like, your boy's still down there, like, three, bro. I just don't do a lot of the show and tell sort of stuff, but I just try to, like, bring out the good information for the gromies, and that's basically what I'm about, bro.
And that's so good for the community, man, because that's what it should be about, right? That's what, like, weed has always been, as far as growing it has been. It's always been people helping each other and kind of, like, you know, it's a community. We come together, and now that it's become rec and there's a lot of, like, more mainstream people in it, it has kind of turned into that flex and, like, kind of people shitty about, you know, giving away their secret sauce, right? They don't want to help nobody because they feel like it's going to make them, you know, give, you know, extra competition or something. And it's always those people that they'll show off their nice ass tent and they'll start off and they'll show the whole grow. And then by the end of it, they're like just taking pictures of the two plants over on the one side, you know, and you're like, ah, I see what you're doing over there.
One sort of bud's alone and that's it.
It's all zoomed in on the one bud. I'm like, well, what's happening over there?
You ain't showing us no more. What's up with that?
Yeah, you got to show the bad in the garden, man. Like, it,
be humble.
Honestly. And to, like, I don't know, to the people out there, and we preach this all the time, is like, don't look up to those people, but don't try to repeat what they're doing, because chances are they've been doing this for many years, right? Oh, so, like... Yeah. They're posting all their glamour pictures because maybe once upon a time they did post all their like shitty happenings that going on. I don't know. But you can look up to them as like, I want to grow that one day, but I'm just not there yet. So.
Yeah. And like kind of look at it as like, that's a bar that you can achieve, right? Like somebody out there is growing weed. Like you want to grow it. So that means that you can grow it like that. You just need to dial shit in. Right. And that's, I think you should look at that with some hope and not get egotistical or envious, you know, like, you know, take notes about what their grow style is and, you know, what kind of tent or grow media are they using? What's their light setup? What newts are they running? Right. Like, and kind of dial it back that way. Use it to, you know, make your grow better.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of growing date plants though.
Yeah.
Matt, what is one of the strains that you grew that was just killer? That's like your best grow. And is it documented?
Yeah, man. I actually think it is, coming to think of it. So I'd probably say it was one of my recent ones just before I left the Caribbean, man. It was the in-house genetics, the sugar cane, and the dirty kush breath. Those two were both like on par for me. I couldn't figure out which one I like more, but I did a seed to harvest on both of them. Like, and I literally released it like, I think last week, bro. So it's pure fire. Like just before that, actually, I had in-house genetics. I met with him on a live stream on the YouTube channel, and I had some of the viewers on. They asked a few questions, and we gave away a few packs and shit. So it was just a nice time. But that documentary was like, I put a lot of heart into it just to show you guys exactly how I did things from start to finish, why the plants turned out the way they did, which was fire, but like a little bit small because I had to veg for a little bit of shorter of a time because I was flying out, you know. So I just sort of broke all that down, dude. I went into detail on it and really like put some of my heart and soul into that shit. So guys, check that out if you haven't already. But
definitely
check that, it out. That one I think I would say is the banger, man. The sugar cane and the dirty kush breath. So far.
Yeah, I love sugar cane too. Like, what a good strain. Like, it's like frosty as fuck. It's like
hella.
It like that. What is it, like purple punch is another one that you just can't really fuck up. Like if you do it okay, it turns out frosty, right? Like sugar cane is like that. Like even if you do an okay job, it just looks beautiful.
I think I broke a couple of branches on the sugar cane when I was training, and even those branches like super frosty, is like masking tape and then just frost.
Yeah, those are sometimes just the strongest. You're like, oops, and then you just like crutch it up a little bit and then it just takes off. You're like, oh shit. Literally, didn't skip a beat. But no, I think in-house too is a local Washington breeder. Am I right? He's up in Seattle.
Dope. I can't remember what he said, but I chatted with him and he mentioned it because I asked him that on the live stream, so I'm pretty embarrassed.
Anyway,
I don't remember.
It's okay, we'll just keep it a secret. And I mean, go fucking check out the video you did with him, the podcast that you did with him, and go fucking find out yourself, you know.
Keep it a mystery.
A dope ass interview, man. It was a dope ass one.
Hell yeah.
So who do you have? Do you have anybody like super secret, or not secret, but like that you're excited that you're going to be like having on your pod here soon?
I had a Rob on recently. So I had him on like last week.
Seattle Chronic.
Rob CLTV, Cannabis Lifestyle TV.
Okay.
And I'm going to have on Mr. Grow It soon. So that's a big one for me, man, because I was on his pod recently. So, you know, I just asked if he would return the favor and hop on mine. So I haven't actually told anyone about that one yet. So you guys are getting a spoiler. If you tune in here, then that's why you tune in here, bro.
Heard it here first.
Fuck yeah.
We always try to
air horns and shit for that.
We always try to pull the spoilers out of our guests, because a lot of them are content creators, man. And we're always like, what are you doing next, man? Tell us now.
Yeah. Or they're breeders and we're like, hey, what you working at? Well, it's about to come down. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. You want to send some stuff my way?
Yeah. What's up? You need some
testers.
Secret sauce. Yeah. Oh, I like that, man. But yeah, Mr. Grow, it's supposed to be coming on pretty soon. So I'm looking forward to that one, man. Kicking it with him is going to be awesome. And other than that, I'm just working on a Seed to Harvest as well. I'm not going to tell you guys which one it is just yet, but it's a Seed to Harvest coming up, and your boy is working on one.
Hell yeah.
How was that creation to make something like that? I feel like it's like laborious, right? Because you
fucking painful, dude.
Yeah. Because I know you just were talking about you just finished one up, right? So yeah, what was the worst part of it? Is just create or gathering all that content to then go edit later, or just the editing process in general?
Well, first off, dude, shout out to my homie Homegrow TV, man. He's really like an inspiration for a lot of my editing, you know. Shout out to like Mr. Canucks too for a lot of my older videos and shit. But like Homegrown TV is like really a homie now, you know. So shout out to him, and he's really kind of helped me take my Seed to Harvest game to like the next level. So I'm just trying to like really sort of like, how do I say, man, just put more of like my heart into it, and that means just a lot more editing, man. So it means a lot more hours behind the fucking computer. It means a lot more crashes on Premiere Pro. It means a lot more, what the fuck, I'm gonna smoke a joint, fuck this computer, I need a new one. And yeah, it's a lot more of that stuff. It's a lot more of my wife being like, you know, you need to come to bed. It's a lot more like, you know, late nights and shit. But like, it's just like the feeling afterward of just creating something from start to finish. It really is nice, man, you know. And that's, I guess, why I'm making another one soon.
Nice, bro. Yeah. And it's that fucking hard work and effort that makes it like entertaining, right? Like people kind of, when you get to see the whole process and you see the passion behind it, I don't know. For me, yeah, it just makes it more watchable because, you know, they care. And so I feel so like true. What the information I'm getting and what I'm seeing is genuine, you know? It's not just like some quick like time lapse video with somebody talking behind it from some big ass farm or something. You know, like it just doesn't feel the same.
And YouTube ages tricks a lot of videos, dude. Like especially for like kind of content creators like myself. So like people out there probably know the struggle. I know you guys have a channel. I don't know like if you guys have gotten any of the age restrictions, but like when you do, they pretty much don't show your video to anyone. You got to be like signed in on your whatever device to see it. So like people, if they're watching it on TV, you know, they're probably not signed in, stuff like that, dude. And they're just like, fuck it, I'm going to watch something else, you know?
Right.
But they don't recommend it, dude, at all. So like, even though like I'm creating this Seed to Harvest, it's like fucking takes a lot of my time and stuff and makes me feel good, YouTube literally doesn't show it to anyone. So that's why it's even just so more important when people like, they do tune in, you know, you watch it, you drop a comment, you know, hit the like or whatever, because those little things actually help content creators, especially in our cannabis industry, you know, in our spare out, like in that fucking dark abyss, dude, that is the YouTube algorithm, bro.
Right, bro.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. YouTube,
even
and
the
cannabis,
Instagram or... algorithm be getting
fuck,
too.
Dude,
literally, bro, social media in general and cannabis, they just don't love
bro,
it.
Bro, we did like a little experiment, like just we did a gardening page, right? Because I was like, we always see gardening shit on our Explore, right? So I'm like, what if we start a gardening page? And the dude, it like night and day difference from views of like getting the one versus the other. It's crazy. Like they just they do not like weed. If it's weed, like, fuck that.
Yeah, dude. Like, I think I posted, like, it was, like, my first or second post was, like, a reel of something with, like, a trending audio or whatever, right? And that one, like, instantly was, like, 20,000 views.
Wow.
Yeah, I was, like, this is a brand new account, right? Like, it was weird,
less than 100 followers, gardening page.
Yeah. I don't get none of that shit,
bro. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro,
like,
you
the
put
best
weed
you
and they
is,
hide
like...
you in the closet, bro. Like,
yeah, dude, literally, like, put that motherfucker away.
Bro, even when I search people up by name in my search bar, and I'll press search, nothing will come up until I press enter. Like, you know, like everyone else's shit, you start true, typing it in, that and it'll come up. In weed, like if it's a weed page, you're like, I promise I'm there. I'm friends with them. Like I follow them. They follow me. Why isn't this coming up? You type it in, you press enter, and then it's the first one. Like they don't even kind of try to help you.
People don't even pick up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I'm all the time, like the guests that we have on here, like I'll probably go search you up in the YouTube algorithm, right? And I'll probably put I can, and then it's going to be a list of course, yours is a little more simple, but like we just had the grow on under the stairs. I would get to the grow under the, and it still wouldn't come up. Like there would be nobody, and I had to hit stairs for it to come. I was like, dude, that's, We're getting fucked.
Put stairs in it, like, still nothing.
Yeah.
You got to scroll.
Fuck, you got to press that enter button.
Yeah.
But, like, dude, shout out to, like, the people over there at Hyagen. And I know you talked to them. They do a really cool video on, like, if you're a cannabis creator, how to, you know, start to monetize your stuff. It's basically don't show weed at all.
Yeah, literally. And that sucks because, like, people, like, when I stop showing weed, people are like, motherfucker, like, you need to show me your plants. Like, you, this guy never shows his plants but talks about weed all the time. Like, I got so much hate, bro. So much hate, dude. So it's not easy if that's what you're doing. Like, you gotta, like, balance that shit, you know? And even then, it's fucking hard, dude.
Right. I can't wait till this shit just goes federally legal and we, like, then it'll just be like the gates open up, right? Because you have all this content already pocketed, already ready to go that nobody has seen that now everyone will have access to, right? Like now we'll get that 20,000 views on a stupid video and it'll be like, you'll be way ahead.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I still feel like they'll throw an 8. They'll probably bump the age restriction up to 21.
They'll bump the age restriction, but I feel like alcohol shit gets more views than we do, bro. Like I could start a beer channel that would be like,
Yeah, it's true though. There's actually like a gardening channel, and you know some like ladies out here get like really intuitive and ingenious with how they do their gardening on their channels and stuff. So there are a few gardening channels out there I may or may not be subscribed to.
I was just gonna say, Matt, how many of those girls are you following, bro?
No, I'm actually not subscribed to any dude, but I see him come up on my shit all the time, bro. Like literally, and like I'm like, dude, like. How is this, like, when you're, like, on your computer and you just hover over with your mouse?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes if the video is age-restricted, it's, like, literally, it says playback unavailable. It would not, like, give you the little preview.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if it's not age-restricted, you can get the preview. And I'm seeing, like, these half-naked women gardening in their garden. And, like, I'm like, bro, is she really, is she even gardening?
Like, yeah, does happening? She even grow those plants? Like, you don't know.
Yeah, but more power to them, dude. They found the loophole and, like, fuck, dude, if there was a loophole... I'd be
bro,
looping.
Yeah,
home.
If me getting in a bikini would give me like 10,000,
I'd be there. True. Yeah,
but done. What I was about to say, dude, is they're actually cracking down on that too.
Oh.
So like, there's actually one who put up a video recently, and they're like, "Yeah, we can't do this anymore. YouTube just doesn't like my booty shorts. My booty shorts are too short." And I'm like, "Wait, wow, what's going on here?" So yeah, it's a hustle for everyone out there, dude. Like, fuck.
And these are like. Now, we're talking about gardeners. Are we talking about, like, cannabis gardeners, or are they just, no, like...
they're just on the wider sphere of gardening, like, gotcha. You know? But even, like, Hyagen, man. Mad love to Hyagen. I love them, man. They recently smashed 30,000 on YouTube, so shout out to them. But they also recently got demonetized, dude, you know? Like, and
like the whole channel?
Yeah, dude. Like,
oh,
dude,
no.
And they were doing, like, exactly what we were just talking about, you know? Like, show you some girl videos, and then you do some talking videos, and, you know, YouTube would monetize some, but not the others. But... at the end of the day, YouTube just doesn't give a fuck. So Hyagen, they were working on buying a new house. They closed on their house. And like, I think the day that they closed on their house, dude, YouTube demonetized them, bro. Like the next fucking day. So they woke up, saw that email, like 200 channel members plus on YouTube. Like fucking crazy, bro. Like,
jeez.
Like supporters who literally just sign up to their channel and support them, you know, hit that join button and support them as a creator. YouTube took that away from them as well. That adds everything.
Wait, so like the built-in like member Patreon-esque type thing, that got stripped away from them
gone.
Too.
So all
no
their members are
fucking
gone,
shot.
All. Yeah, dude, gone.
Wow,
I'm telling
dude.
You.
So, wow.
Like, they literally had to put up a post, and they were like 200 plus channel members, and they create content like for channel members only and that sort of stuff. You know,
yeah.
They're very channel member centric. Like some creators split their stuff between like Patreon or very heavy on Patreon. They push everyone on Patreon, but they were very heavy on YouTube.
Right.
And YouTube literally pulled that rug from underneath them, dude. Gone.
Wow. R.I.P. dude.
Yeah, damn, dude. Fucked. Yeah. Fucking all y'all people
at
out
least
there listening.
They closed on the house. Like I feel like it'd be
dude,
even shittier
God.
To be like the day before they close on the house and that happens, and they're like, "Nah, dog, you can't get the house now.
We need like, some updated financials."
Yeah. Yeah. We seen this on your YouTube the other day.
That's so fucked, dude. Like, it's crazy, man.
Bro.
It's, so sick.
Damn, I didn't realize they could just, like, remove your members and shit like that, too. So,
yeah.
I hope like, they're doing something like a Patreon or something like that for themselves to, like, hopefully recover
so,
something like
Go
that.
GoFundMe or something. Jeez.
Yeah, at this point, we need, like, a fucking GoFundMe, bro.
Close on a house, dog, and their whole income is just gone.
Yeah, bro. That's rough. Fuck.
It is rough, dude.
All right. We're going to talk about happy stuff now. What you, would you grow in your tent, man? Like, cause I haven't watched a lot of your grow stuff. Explain to our listeners, kind of like what your kind of grow style is now or how you like growing. And, yeah,
I can do that, dude. That's a great question. So as, like my time, my answer would probably change if you asked me this like a few years ago, but over time I've just found that I prefer like growing, like in separate, I like separation, but I like having a big space. So I like having a grow room, but I like having a tent in the grow room. So I'll use the main area of the room to flower, but I'll have a tent, make sure it's completely sealed, no light leaks, and I'll use that to veg. So that's pretty much what my style is right now. I had a little bit of a variation to that back in the Caribbean. Like I had two closets that I converted to like grow spaces, and I had a big 4x4 tent in the middle of the room. I had like an AC Infinity 8-inch exhaust fan exhausting the entire room. So I'm just a sucker for like the whole room setups. And you guys probably know working in like commercial setups and stuff. It's just so awesome to walk into a room and see like a bunch of plants and stuff. It's
really nice. You don't have to unzip any zippers. It's just you open the door and you're like,
smell hits you. You hear the fans. All of them are waving. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. So that's sort of what my setup is now. Like where I just moved out here, I'm growing in like a basement, and I've got like a few of the kids, raised plant bed sort of things I got at Walmart. I set up a couple of those and I'm running those right now, and it works pretty good, man. So I've got plants elevated off the floor, which is fantastic. And I've also got like a Mars Hydro FC 6500 set up up there, and the plants are loving it, man. So far so good.
Fuck yeah, dude. Damn, so like, are you growing soil, like dirt?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, like cool, literally, cool. Man. So I got a curious question for you.
Dude. Yeah,
what's
your
pH? What's your pH coming out of your tap? Do you measure pH?
Yeah, but ours is like 6.9 or 7.
Ooh, that's so good, bro.
Right, oh, like geez. Right out the, like in Washington, we got the good water, bro. I'm not going to lie. Like every other state I go to and like see the water content, it's bad. Over here, like really, we ain't got nothing to bitch about. Like, I've done whole ass runs where I just took tap water and did my newts off of that. Like I didn't have to pH it up or down or did something. Like by the time I was done with my newts, it was right where it needed to be.
We got the good water.
Yeah, well, the reason I ask is because you just asked me like if I'm growing in soil, and I was gonna say I was dabbling in DWC, and that fucking bitch is crazy. When the water coming out of my tap is like pH of 9, like out here where I'm at, it's super high, dude. Like I don't know what's happening. I just
that's good for off you, the
tap water at first, and I was like, it probably is, but not good for my plants, dude.
Yeah.
So I was like starting off with the tap water, and I was like, okay, why are my plants looking so fucked? Like, I gotta figure this shit out. pH 9.
You got that alkaline water. And they're like, oh, literally, shit.
Dude. So I'm running in soil, dude. Soil is what works for me since back home in the Caribbean. So I've stuck with it. Living soil, organics, any of that sort of stuff works for me, dude.
Bro, I love talking to other home growers that have been doing it for a while, and like the natural progression seems to be like, obviously there's a couple other people that don't feel this way, but the natural progression seems to be like going more towards the organic and back to like super clean. Like I'm growing in soil that I made, and you know, I do compost or I amend it, and it's like, oh wow, okay, that's nice to hear. Cause you know, like I feel that way, Garrett feels that way, and it,
I don't know, man. That hydro bucket might change my mind.
Bro, yeah, I'm about to say, there's other ways, but I feel like always when I feel about, like, medicine, right, when I think about medicine and I think about the plant, I'm like, damn, dude, like, I want that to be as clean as possible. I want it to come to me with no other shit that can fuck me. I don't want the side effects later in life, you know, because everything's got a side effect, right? It's always a trade-off. So, like, you know, the closer you can get to making it a good thing, I think is the better, man. That's why I love the soil. I love organic. I love just watering it with water.
Yeah, me too. I like that. That's the best part, dude. Yeah. You don't have to mix
it. Does make it simple. It does make it simple. Fair enough. I want to try this hydro bucket out. My roots was DWC, man, so I want to get back into it and see with that. And see
I want to run that again, too, because I want a good taste in my mouth about DWC. Like, the only time we ever did DWC, and I don't know if you've heard the fucking episode, but it was a bitch, bro. Like, he had done it, and we were, like, doing something crazy.
Let's make it bigger.
Yeah, let's make it bigger. Let's put it all in the same fucking bucket.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, our reservoir was our grow. and like we didn't have any way to separate the roots, so it became one big ass root mass, right? Like they just came all together and did the thing. Like they didn't stay separated at all. Like we couldn't pull out single plants or nothing, bro. Like it, we grew all sativas. It was like all like big ass tall plants.
Questionable decision.
Right. No, all bad decisions, bro. All bad, like straight bad after bad after bad. And it was like, this is absolutely not how you do DWC. So I want to try it again, at least give myself a redeeming, even if it ends up being okay. Right. Like just to feel better about DWC.
Hydro Bucket is dope too, dude. Like I saw you guys' podcast episode, man. It was a dope episode. Shout out to him and you guys. But like that Hydro Bucket like makes things really easy for you and stuff. Door. Like I think you love it, dude. So
bro, yeah. That little door is everything, bro. I'm like, what?
You just something so simple.
Yeah,
right?
Bro. Like it just a hatch and you're like, wow, straight from my head is like he was like, mind-blowing. Yeah.
Yo, what are you smoking on over there? Is that some of the dispo weed, or did you pick some of that up, like, at the cup?
What I'm smoking on right now is actually some of this Jelly Bean, some dispo stuff. It's allegedly testing in at 23.5%. Allegedly. Usually cop the 28-gram containers, so I've got a bunch of them on me right now.
Nice.
You buy by the ounce, huh?
Yeah, literally, dude. And I actually pay, like, $59 for an ounce out here of some, like, good stuff, like premium quality, but, like, popcorn, so, like, smaller nugs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that's fine with me. I'm going to put it in my grinder and break it down anyway.
Right,
so.
Right.
But it's fucking premium stuff, and I'm good with it, dude. It tastes good.
So. What, is that in Colorado, is that more like deli style, or are they serving it up like that? Like, are they weighing it out like that in front of you?
No, they don't. They got them all in, like,
it's all prepackaged.
Containers, prepackaged and stuff, yeah. And, like, you got to go on, like, you can get, like, deals. Some obviously get in that because it's, like, a deal you can get, like, through weed maps and stuff. So if you guys are in, like, a legal state, definitely check out weed maps, see what deals are on there. But you can get, like, some nice specials. So I always go in and it's like, yeah, can I get, like, a $59 ounce? And then flash my phone at them. And they're like, yeah, got it right here. Today we've got the Hatbanger. We're testing in at 27%. I'm like, okay, let's give that a try.
Fuck yeah,
nice.
Dude.
That's something different every time, and they just basically pick it all for you, make it easy, right?
Yeah, literally. Whatever they got that day, like strain of the day kind of thing, and yeah.
Oh, the 59 an ounce is insane. The $50 ounces when I was working in the dispo were like, that was the stuff that they just rip off the plant and shove in a bag. So
wow.
It was
bro. It was like outdoor, still had leaf on it. Like
yeah,
they were
dude,
just
like a lot of long leaf.
Oh, bro, no frost, like none. Oh, just leaf material. You're just looking at this fucking bag of boof, and people are buying it, bro, because it's $50. Like you're just
it's so good, well priced. But like, I guess here there's so much like, what do I call it? Competition, because like you guys can probably see like through here right now. It doesn't look too bad, you know. And some
no,
green stuff.
That looks great for $59, bro. Like,
it's actually green, dog.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's green. It's like it's I'm sure those nugs have some frost on them and some smell when you open up that jar. Except, you know.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's intense, and like, I think there's just so much competition. So, like, look at my grinder, dude. All this is just like,
oof,
like
caked.
Yeah, it's caked. The way a grinder should look.
Literally, dude. But. There's just so much competition out here because I went out to Chicago for Cannafest and I was like, okay, let me hit up a dispo out there. I didn't try to fly with anything or anything. I ain't got balls like that. So I just went out there and I hit up a dispo and it's like $80 plus tax for like a 3.5, dude, an eighth. I was like, Damn. Bro, I feel like I'm fucking back in the Caribbean.
Right, yeah.
What is happening?
Damn, fuck that, bro. I hate when I go to a different... Like, I went to California and tried to buy some weed there one time, and I ended up not buying weed, bro, because it was, like, $72 for the first, like, decent-looking eighth.
The
bottom of the mids was, like, $72 at this store, and I was like, no, bro, I can't. I can't do it. That's, like, three times the price that I would pay for this same weed in Washington.
Yeah.
In fact, I was thinking like there's this company here called Narrows and it's like that, which is a $20 eighth or a $25 eighth here for $72. And I was, bro.
You just can't fathom it, dude. Like I was copying that eighth. I had to, dude, but I was like, bro, I can get this and more and more and more and more at Colorado.
Bro, a whole ass ounce.
This times eight, right?
A whole ass ounce. Yeah.
It's crazy, no, bro.
But for the experience, it's always worth it, yeah, right? I overpaid for some brickweed down in Mexico, but I did it because I just wanted to experience it. And my wife was like, "You're really gonna spend that on that?" I'm like, "Yeah. Whenever am I gonna try this brickweed?" And I ended up with two seeds. So
fuck yeah,
also, we're gonna see how those grow out. I guarantee I'm gonna get better results than they were.
Here in Washington, out of like SeaTac, you. And I'm not giving anybody any legal advice here. This is just me.
No advice.
But you can fly out with the limit because Seattle PD is the people who enforce the law, right? At the airport. So the airport used to call the Seattle Police Department on people who were bringing in weed all the time. And the Seattle Police Department would come and show up, and this person's detained, right? And here's the evidence, the weed. And they're like, "Well, yeah, but like it's legal. Like they don't have more than the limit. They're over 21. Like there's nothing we can arrest them for. So we're just here wasting each other's time. Like we're going to let this person go and we're going to give them their weed back." And you know, like you just made them miss their fucking flight, right? Basically. And then called us out here and spent our time to come out here and do this. And so they released a statement like the year before last that was like, "We are no longer responding to any low level weed complaints from the TSA and like we're just not gonna come, like unless somebody's bringing bricks through and doing, like we're not coming." And so now, dude, like allegedly the last couple times I've flown out, bro, like I just take the limit, like I just put that shit in my suitcase and somehow I show up where I'm going and it's still in my suitcase and, you know, I'm free and clear and I'm there with weed.
Fuck, bro. I got me thinking. So maybe if it's legal where you're at and your legal way of going to, it's safe.
Maybe. Right. Check your local laws. You know,
see
we're not
up with your airport. And again, this is not legal advice. But in Seattle and in LA too, they're like, "Hey, you can fly out with this. We don't care what happens to you when you land. That's on you. But when you leave here, you can leave here with this much." Like, I think LA is even more. Like, I think you can leave with 2 ounces out of LAX.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like they won't even sell you more than an ounce in Colorado. Like I went out there and I was like, "Yeah, can I get my ounce?" And I was like, "Can I have a gram of wax too, please?" And they're like, "No, that's your daily limit. You can come back tomorrow."
Wait, they're not separate. It's just an ounce of everything.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was separate too, dude. That's how drastic it is.
Damn. Okay, so ours is like we can. I mean, 28 grams of flour, 7 grams of concentrate, and like
36 ounces of solid edibles. And then I think it's 72
liquid
ounces of liquid edible. So that's how all that you can have all that in a bag and you'd be fine.
Fuck, bro, that's a lot, bro. Like, I'm driving around with my house. I'm like, "Okay, I gotta keep it in the back seat. Don't get pulled over."
Right. Yeah, I mean, you still gotta be careful when you're driving and shit for sure. Yeah, like dude, that's the same thing here, everywhere, right? They treat it like alcohol or worse, right? Like if you get pulled over,
the back
and you
seat,
got
make sure it's closed. It's
and you got the receipt,
zip,
you got
factory stapled from the dispo,
the receipt from the place, and you're like, "Nah, I'm all good. Here it is."
Yo, so going from somewhere like the Caribbean to Colorado, did that climate change gotta be kind of wicked for you, huh?
Yeah, dude, it was crazy actually. When I came up here like in the middle of winter, pretty much. It was like the coldest points. It was a lot of fucking snow.
Perfect.
Dude, yeah, but like the flights were actually a lot cheaper than when I was looking. So when my wife and I were making like the choices, we were like, "Okay, we're flying out like on a fucking one-way ticket, dude, like, so when's the best time to do this?" And I was like, "Okay, should I stay with my job?" And like, you guys probably don't know, like I was like a full-time lawyer back then, still am, but like working remotely still for like that company. So I was like, "Okay, well, when am I gonna like tell them I'm gonna leave? What's the best time to do it?" And all that stuff. And I just was like, "Okay," we looked at the prices, looked at all that stuff, and I was like, "I want to do it sooner rather than later. I don't want to wait until like fucking August, because like, dude, we're in August now. Imagine like I was now leaving there to come here, dude. Like, that's not my game plan, bro."
Nah.
So sooner rather than later, and we just made it happen. And the whole change was crazy, like just in terms of like first off seeing all the snow. I mean, I saw snow before, but my wife didn't. I lived in the UK, so I lived in like Manchester for a year and Southampton for 4 years. And I saw snow out there, but she hadn't. So for her, it was like a beautiful thing. And then
the snow sort of just ran away and the extreme heat came. So like, it's like super fucking hot now, dude. Like, it's like 40 plus outdoors. Like, there's heat waves. People are making sure you stay hydrated and shit. Sort of more like what it was like in the Caribbean, but just a little bit hotter. Like, usually out there it's like 35 degrees. Here now, like, some days it's like 40, 41. It's pretty warm.
Yeah, dude, we're just going getting over that, like, heat. It's finally, like, cool enough today. Or yesterday was, like, our first cool day that it was, like, nice. Tolerable. You can drive around with the windows down and not be dying kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, dude, that's good.
But I imagine that the heat being different from the Caribbean versus Colorado, because Colorado is just a dry state, right? So yeah, I imagine it's just, like, dry.
Like a desert.
Yeah.
Suck the moisture out of you, heat.
And it's like so close to the sun as well, dude. Like, I'm driving, I'm literally feeling the fucking sun.
Because of the elevation, yeah. Hand,
like, yeah, like, it's like right there. It's like, yeah, motherfucker, you're going to burn today. It's like, dude, it's crazy,
gotcha,
bro.
Gotcha ass, yeah. Oh, yeah, damn.
My wife and I literally go scooting all over the place. We got, like, little electric scooters, dude. And, like, sometimes she's got to put on sunblock and stuff just to, like, because the sun is so hot, dude. Like, oh, the rays, bro, are so intense, you know?
And you should put on sunblock anyway. Anyways, dude, that fucking that sun's no joke. That fucking how much radiation comes off the sun, you fucking facts, cancer for sure.
Right,
it's true.
Yeah, it's like having
it's a
like...
lot more like dry, dude. So as you were saying, oh god, it's like a lot drier. Like back then, it was super humid, man. So the Caribbean's super humid, but hot, but super humid. So like it's like on a regular day, it's like 70% humidity, dude. Like. That's butt rot for sure, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I had to run, like, an AC unit and a dehumidifier in my old grow setup 24/7 to keep, like, that RH and the temps down. Bill was high, but, you know, relatively speaking, I think electricity was cheaper there than it is here in Colorado. So
yeah, and the weed was way cheaper, so you're saving yourself money even with the higher electricity price.
Yeah, it is true. I was telling my wife, like, if we were living in another state, like, we'd be spending so much money on weed while we wait for this harvest, I'd be broke for sure, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be out there, like, probably stripping on the corner, like, trying to get some cash.
Check out my OnlyFans.
Yeah. That's how you gotta reason it, man. That's how you gotta reason it. Yeah, I was just, like, we have one air conditioner at our house, and it's in the weed room. At this moment, and I was like, we either buy a whole new air conditioner or you suffer, because that's staying in there because of with the heat and stuff, the moisture, the humidity just climbed, and it was just a recipe for bud rot. And I ended up getting some already, even with the air conditioner going, but
and the AC unit helps to keep that the humidity down a little bit, but the thing is that it just makes shit cold, so like you're sort of just battling it, you know.
Yeah, luckily I was nearing the end. I had like 2 or 3 weeks left in flower, and so it was cool to like drop the temperature a bit. And one of the plants I had to cut down, so that was kind of in the drying room, but it's all in the same room because they were harvested at different times, which I hate doing that. I'll never run 8 plants again.
that's a lot, dude.
Especially because they were all different. Like some of them were GMO, one was Acapulco Gold, and Acapulco Gold. They were all supposed to be around these 13 weekers, but that Acapulco was like at done 7.5. Yeah. It was like done, and I'm like, what the fuck? But
that's a flash flowering girl.
Yeah, for that strain, it's unlike. And but this is from one of my coworkers who had bought seeds from Crop King, which I'm not a huge fan of personally. But I just think that like sometimes their stuff has like weird variations, but I don't know if that's really Acapulco Gold or just some like derivative of Acapulco Gold. I can't say for sure. It just didn't feel like Acapulco Gold to me.
Acapulco Silver.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Bronze.
It's still a hue of gold. You just tone it down and make it a little browner.
Yeah.
It's like that washed out gold. But I've heard some like suspect things about Crop King seeds, dude. I haven't tried it myself, so I can't really say anything. But I had on the podcast recently Crop King Colin, which is no affiliation with Crop King seeds. And people came onto the podcast and they were like, "Dude, is this the same guy as the breeder? His shit suspect. His shit sucks. He scammed me. None of the seeds germinated and stuff." And like, I was like, no, guys, this is a completely different guy. This
he needs to change his name.
His name is
literally, dude. And he's like, he was just really pleasant, dude. He was like, yeah, I get that a lot. You know, a lot of people mistake us. And then he came in the comments, like, correcting the guy. And I was like, but I think Crop King Seeds actually changed their name. But then I went on their website, and their website still looks the exact same. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they better change their name so they can restart, because people are starting to get hip and not ordering probably. I mean, I hear nothing but bad reviews. So it's like at that point, what do you do but scrap that name and start over?
It's like, it's like the fast food of seed companies, I think.
And I think anytime you go and get, like, you get what you pay for, right? Like, if you go and you get and you buy some cheap beans, right? Yeah. Like, you get what you pay for. And in my personal opinion, you're better off just getting some bag seeds from some shit you got from the dispo and running that. Like, you know, at least it's coming from somebody who's got better genetics, right? And it's free or what you paid for the weed, right? A little surprise inside the cereal box situation.
Bag seeds, you can throw up some, like, bangers, dude. Oh, some, bro. Like, best smelling, tasting shows, bag seeds. And honestly, fire.
We had this black cherry punch that ended up being just fucking dank as shit. It smelled like a leather shoe, and it was like so great. Purpley is like the first weed that I
want to say they had that, dude.
Bro, for real?
I've got one to pop down there, but I've never had anyone say like they've tried it or grown it or anything. It's the first time. Crazy.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Oh, bro. So yeah, we got this fucking bag seed. I think it was from 50 Fold. And we ended up running it, and it was like the first like kind of purpley strain that I had ever grown personally. I like that. It came out and had these like nice like purple hues on the leaves when we were throwing in a flower, and I was like, "Ooh, this is cute." And it was frosty. We didn't get super big nugs because honestly, the light I was using wasn't super great, and you know, obvious it was like third grow or something. So there's a lot of things that could have been dialed in, and I've always been. I'm broke, right? So I've always been on the cheaper side of growing, and I'm like, if I don't gotta spend the money on it, like, I'm not gonna.
Did you just, hold on, did you just say same?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. AC Infinity has Supreme boards behind him, shoes to the right. No shot.
I've been collecting shit over time, but like, when it comes to my growing and stuff, like, it has been a struggle. You know, don't let the stuff fool you, dude. Don't let the
stuff fool you. I'm just giving you shit.
Well, I mean, now you're getting shit sent to you, right? Like, we're finally at the spot where, like, companies are reaching out and down to send us shit. So it's like, you know, it's obviously a different ball game now. And I mean, like, I'm rocking an AC Infinity tent, Garrett. It's rocking an AC Infinity tent, like, definitely up in the game now. But that those first couple grows, bro, those were like ghetto as shit. I made my first grow out of plastic and like wood pieces. Like, yeah, it was
the foil all over the wall.
No foil. That stuff is
that's not good. Not good for reflectivity, guys.
And heat. Well, I guess it doesn't transfer heat all that much. Yeah. Aluminum foil is pretty still good,
not good for your plant.
You walk in there and you're just
like, oh shit, But nah, we ended up growing it, and it was like the first fucking plant I remember going and getting, like, you could do a stem rub and like fucking smell what it was gonna taste like, and it, you know, flowered out super beautifully and frosty all over. And
they were kind of gangly, though.
They were gangly, and they were little nugs. Like, we didn't grow big ass dongs or anything, but they were like little frosty pellets. And I was like, ooh, okay, this is going to be
good, dude. Quality over quantity.
Right. So we had like, you know, like the, like an ounce of, you know, probably a couple ounces, but like a couple ounces of these like minis. But they cured beautifully. And I remember us sharing it with other people, and other people were like, wow, this is fucking great. And yeah, the leather shoe, bro, like fresh Nikes. You open up the fucking thing and it's like,
I like that. I love that new shoe smell. Guys, actually,
obviously,
obviously you do. I feel like it would resonate.
I haven't copped in like a while, but like back in my past life, I used to like be a reseller, dude. So I was lining up at outside stores for Yeezys. Like they release on like fucking Saturday, and I'm there from Wednesday, dude, camping out, waiting to get these Yeezys. And one in the store, first one out, bam, sell it for like $1,200 off the rip. Ooh. You know, so make a quick profit, dude. But like, it takes dedication. So I was really into it, man.
I mean, quick profit. Ahead. It's 2 days worth of work, kind of.
But still, bro, $1,200 bucks, that's worth it. I would definitely do that. But
I gotta chill out there in the cold, and there were like some Asian homies, like they chilled out with me. I can't remember their names, but shout out to them, man. They chilled out with me, and like they kept my seat while I ran off home because I live close by. So I just ran home and like got a quick nap and dozed off for a little bit, and they kept my seat. But I never told them I went home to sleep. Never told them.
Yeah. You're like, I gotta go do some shit, important shit, my wife, and all this other stuff. I'll be back. Hell yeah, dog.
Kudos to them for holding your spot for so long enough for you to sleep.
So that smell means more to you. I'm glad that I could give you that. Yeah, that black cherry punch, dude. Man. Fresh Nikes.
Also, unfortunate we can't give that to you. I wish we had that still around so we could grow it up, you know, with what we know now.
Yeah, I feel like that about the Tangerine Dream we did too. Yeah. I'm like, dog, if I was doing that with what we knew now, that would we would have crushed that.
Yeah, it will definitely be levels because you learn so much, right? And like even back then, that one you were telling me about, the black cherry, if you grew that now, it'd probably be like 10 times better. And if you're saying now that was good then, bro, tell me about it now.
Right, right. So I don't even know what those were, because again, it was a bag seed from a company that we just ran. So I don't know if it was crossed with something or whatever, you know, Black Cherry Punch X, whatever. But man, those were the ones. I'll think back on that for a long time.
Yeah, I've got some from in-house genetics, so I'm probably going to run that soon.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me how it compares, because if it gives you that fresh Nike smell, I'm excited.
Yeah. Say no more, fam. I'm on it.
Hell yeah.
Well, Matt, before we wrap up, dude, I just have one last question for you, and that is, let me rephrase this. What is the strain that got away for you? What is your white rhino?
Oh, man, it's actually a bag seed, bro. Like, we're just talking about bag seeds. Of course. It's literally a bag seed. It got away. I can think of it right now. It's the most gassy, dieselist, propane-esque thing I've ever smelled in my life, dude. And I just call it OG. I just, because it was so fucking OG and gassy, I just called it OG. But like, I cloned it. I literally cloned it once, and I gave a couple cuts to my bro, and I let my mother plant die off. I just harvested it. So that was gone. It was a beautiful harvest. It was so nice. I shared it with my friends. Some homies came over, and some of my wife friends came over, and they were like, my husband's growing and his stuff does not smell like this. And I was like, yeah, take that home to him and tell him how it tastes. It's a fucking big nugs, dude. Like, ooh, hell, dog.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Just send home with that. But like, I just didn't take clones for myself. So coming down to it now, my bros got some of the clones, and I was like, dude, you gotta like keep cuts to that. Like, you gotta like keep cuts to that or whatever. And like, I can't remember what happened. I think like he had to go away or something, so he asked me to take care of his plants. So he sent the two OG plants by me. And I tried to take cuts from him, and like, I don't know what has happened, dude. And the cuts just weren't rooting. I think the plant was sick, dude. I think his plants were sick from where he was keeping it in his grow setup, and they refused to root, bro, at all.
Damn.
So that one was the one that got away. I gave him back the plants. He literally just chopped one. He was like, "Fuck this! It looks like shit." Chopped it. I was like,
"He did a dirty."
Damn. So he just chopped that. There was one more. He harvested it out. He tried to take cuttings. Like, I went back up there and like I got some cuttings from him, put it in a bottle, took it home, tried to root it myself. Didn't work out, bro. Complete failure. But that's the one that got away for sure. Every time someone asks that, or I think about one that got away, I think about that.
Yeah, like
that's
OG.
The one that hurts your heart. And single OG. Tear. Like,
yeah, dude, like single tear, really slow drip.
Oh no. Oh, man, it's always so shitty, when, especially like, but then you know, dude, then you know that one was like, it was just not meant to be, right? Like, if like the cuttings aren't making it. I just experienced that with this Trop Cookies, bro. Like, hold on one sec.
Yeah, I didn't see these Trop Cookies, bro, because like, you guys got a lot of fire too.
No, no, these are sad. I know it's hard to see, but these are, I tried to re-veg.
They're supposed to be alive.
Yeah.
They're supposed to
like
be cloned.
It looks like it's dead.
Very dead. I tried to clone it in veg. I tried to clone it in early flower, and those are my late flower clones, and none of them survived. Yeah. None of them made it, and it was just like this frostiest Trop Cookies. Bro. It was a seed from our facility, and my bosses were like, "Hey, can you grab a clone of that, and then maybe we can like, you know, bring it back because we cut it out of the facility because it grew all fucking shitty." And then they saw this, and they were like, "Let's try to get that back." And didn't take. Fuck. None of them took, dude. Same story.
Should we re-veg it?
I tried. The clones died.
That looks frosty. I can see the frost on that already.
It's so blurry, but
I can see the frost, bro. Like, the frost is what's making
the pictures.
It like,
the you know, plug.
We'll send the picture.
Smoking with Pod. You know, you can find it on Instagram. They're all up on there.
Yeah,
it is frosty.
Smells great too, like fucking a bag of oranges, bro. Like, it's unfortunate.
So you're gonna re-veg it? You're gonna re-veg it and like keep it around? You're gonna try to
that was the re-veg attempt, bro. They
none
all
of,
died.
None of them made
same
it.
Same shit.
This like, plant is dead. And
none of the clones took.
Fuck, bro.
Like, took clones three different times and none of them took.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to be, man. It wasn't meant to be. It was a healthy plant too. It produced real well. But anyway, that's a story for We don't want to bring the mood down again. We don't even need to get there.
We ended, on a happy note.
Yeah, dude.
But
exactly what's up.
Matt, from the I Can THC channel, dude. You know, let the people know what's up, dude. What do you want to share?
Yeah, man. Well, thank you guys for having me on the pod, man. It was really dope kicking it with you guys. Just felt like, you know, just kicking it with the homies.
Yeah, so, bro.
Good to see you again, dog.
Hell yeah, dude. But for all those listening, guys, you can find me on YouTube on the I Can THC channel. We've also got a backup channel, the I Can THC Grow channel. So follow both of those. We're also on the Talking Loud podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, we should be there. So check that out, man. We're trying to emulate in these guys' footsteps who have some awesome podcasts, and you guys just keep checking them out and fucking dropping that fire, man.
Yep. Appreciate all those links are in the description below. Click them. It'll send you right to them. Check this man out. He's a pleasure. All right. See you guys next week. Love you.
Hell yeah.
Bye.
Peace out, fam.